Weigh in text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here. The FBI hacked the hackers. They have shut down Hive, the ransomware organization that is responsible for over $100 million being extorted from schools and hospitals. So, yeah, big news right there for them to be able to shut them down. Unfortunately, there's so many other hacker groups out there, but at least they were able to shut these guys down. Southwest Airlines posts a $220 million loss last quarter after the holiday meltdown, and they announced basically the bookings have slowed down dramatically. Yeah, people are a little hesitant to fly Southwest now. I wonder why. Then the Dow plans to cut 2,000 jobs under a plan to save $1 billion in costs. That's 5% of their workforce. And we're starting to see more and more of these businesses announcing since the beginning of the year. They've announced that they're laying people off. So we continue to see that whole thing. I want to get into this story. This is one of these examples of like, it's nice to live in Florida, and why it's also funny to me that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, was advertising here in Florida, trying to convince people that, hey, California is a better place. Move here. And the reason why it's funny is because of stories like this. California Democrat has introduced a bill in the state legislature that would impose a new wealth tax. Now, these are not new. In fact, other states have just filed wealth taxes as well, like Illinois, Hawaii, Connecticut, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, and Washington State. But what's different, what's unique about this one is it also includes an exit tax, which is also not new to California. An exit tax is if you're wealthy and you're like, I'm moving to Florida because I don't want to get taxed so much, they'll tax you extra for leaving. Like when your last tax bill that you get, it's going to have a little extra tax for leaving the state. Well, this one has a different type of exit tax. This is just because you left our state doesn't mean you're free from paying taxes to our state. That's right. If you're wealthy and you're like, I'm done paying California state taxes, I'm moving to Florida where there are no state taxes, then they're going to go, well, yeah, you're still going to pay us taxes, though. What? Yeah, basically what they're saying is they have contractual claims to your wealth and your assets. Since you earned them while you lived in their state, it's partly their state's. And since your assets weren't easily turned into cash, that doesn't change just because you leave the state. Because if you were able to turn those into cash, and so your wealth is $10 million, but it's mostly in real estate and stocks and some other things, and it's not in cash, that's the only reason why we haven't taxed it. But as you convert it to cash, we would be taxing it. And so when you left the state, you're basically cheating us. So we're going to go ahead and keep taxing you. Yeah. Keep on trying to recruit people to come to your state, California. That's going to work out really good for you. I think we can see why California has the number one, they're the number one highest state of people moving out of the state. Stuff like this. It's just, wow. They're I don't know how they're going to enforce that. How are they going to enforce that? You live in Florida, or you live in Texas, or you live in somewhere, anywhere else. And they're like, oh, well, you know what? We want to tax you now that you've left the state. Now, how are you going to enforce that? Like, no, thank you, no. Oh, boy, it's bizarre. All right, over in the federal government, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, the federal government is spending a bunch of money now. Going back to this, Bobby, how is that even legal? It's not, but it's California. They don't care. The government is spending a lot of money right now trying to find out what programs they actually offer. The federal government spends trillions of dollars a year on different programs, like food stamps, okay? Like food stamps. That's an easy one to point out. But apparently, a 2011 law came out. 2011, so a while ago now, 12 years, 2011 law says that all of the federal programs needed to be tracked. 12 years later, they still are not tracked. We still do not have an inventory of all of the different federal programs that are offered. Part of the reason is, I guess, some of the agencies are like, well, this isn't really a federal program. And so they're basically saying that we shouldn't have to comply and share what we offer the public because it's not really a government program. According to this recent report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the lack of a common definition of what a federal program is, or at least a way to collect and present comparable information for programs, has hindered past efforts to develop an inventory. So, Government Accountability Office has made 12 recommendations to try to create a plan to create a program inventory that has complete, comparable, and useful information. Can you believe this? I mean, this goes back in the whole thing when we talk about government spending is just outrageous and out of control. When you're spending so much and you have so many different programs and you're so big that you don't even know what programs you offer, you're too big. It's just, according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, quote, given the size and the scope of the federal government, developing a complete inventory of federal programs is a complex undertaking. Yeah, but it shouldn't take 13 years to do. That's just, wow. So there you go. By the way, according to the Treasury Department, the revenues in 2022, the fiscal year 2022, was $4.9 trillion. So $4.9 trillion is how much money the federal government made. But our spending was $6.27 trillion. So $1.38 trillion deficit. We got a spending problem. When you don't even know where that spending is going to and what programs is going to, you got a spending problem. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We're still seeing slow-moving traffic on New Warrington Road. This is due to an accident at the intersection of West Jackson Street. So seeing slow-moving traffic in both directions leading up to that intersection. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You'll see your everyday afternoon delays on the bridge due to construction in the eastbound lane. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slight delays getting closer to Gondolier Boulevard, as well as westbound leaving Mary Esther and Windhaven Beach, heading towards Navarre. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Senator Rand Paul, and I had this audio. Maybe we'll come back. I'll play the audio. Senator Rand Paul weighing in on the debt ceiling limit. And, you know, this debt ceiling conversation, right? Because as I just mentioned, we brought in $4.9 trillion, but we spent $6.27 trillion. And so basically now we've maxed out our credit card and we got to raise the credit card in order to keep spending. And so there's talking about raising the debt ceiling again, raising that credit card limit. So I'm going to come back here on Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Senator Rand Paul, backed up by Senator Rick Scott from here in Florida, addressed the negotiations or potential lack of negotiations as it pertains to the debt limit. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were just talking about how the federal government fiscal year 2022 brought in $4.9 trillion in revenue, yet spent $6.27 trillion in revenue. First of all, that in and of itself it just blows my mind that we just do this every single year. Like, we know what the budget is. We know we got $6.27 trillion to spend, but we know we're only going to make about $4.9 trillion. Where do you think the other $1.38 is going to come from? I mean, we obviously have to borrow it, but why do we keep doing this on purpose every single year? We've got to cut $1.38 trillion in spending. It's just, it's simple. Well, because we didn't, we borrowed the money until we maxed out our credit card. And now we got to raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt limit. And so the budget of U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, says that they still have not been able to comply with a 2011 law that says that all government programs need to be tracked. And they still haven't been able to do it for 12 years now. And they said just the size and scope of the federal government is making it difficult to have a complete inventory of federal programs offered to the public. It's like, if you're that big, you can't keep track of them after 12 years, you still can't compile a list. That's just, come on. It's time to reduce the size of the federal government. Goodness gracious. Well, Senator Rand Paul was weighing in on the debt ceiling debate, or the lack thereof. He was backed by Senator Rick Scott from here in Florida, and this is what he had to say.
President Biden says he won't negotiate over raising the debt ceiling. I have news for him. He absolutely will negotiate. Conservatives will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. The majority in the House, Republican majority in the House, will not vote to raise the debt ceiling without significant budget reform. The greatest threat to our country is...
So they will not raise it. They will not raise the debt ceiling without significant reform, budget reform. And so whether they will stick to their guns on this or not, who knows? We will. I guess we'll find out soon enough. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And I'm Joe Ford. The five former Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols are facing murder charges. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who were also black. Former presidents and vice presidents are being asked by the National Archives to check for any classified material they may have. This comes after classified documents were found in the homes of former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, and President Biden over the last year. A risk of stroke in seniors who received the Pfizer COVID booster has not been seen by the FDA. The CDC announced earlier that preliminary data suggested a possible stroke risk after receiving the booster shot along with the flu vaccine at the same time. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is projecting to make $120 million its opening weekend at the box office next month domestically. That number would be the third most all-time over the President's Day weekend period. Bobby, I know you and I have talked about our disappointment over the last few Marvel movies. So what's Marvel your level movies? Of expectations heading into this one?
Watching the trailer, I was like, nope, I'm not interested in it. Anyway. And I love Ant-Man and the Wasp. This is one of the branches I like. But this one looks like it's just going off the rails like the last Doctor Strange one was, where it just gets a little bit too weird. And so, I'll probably still watch it, but I'm not going to be one of those waiting in line, dying to watch it first. It just doesn't look as appealing to me. What about yourself?
I haven't seen the trailers yet, I don't think so. I will just say that, I mean, I'm with you, though, in that the expectations have to be lower regardless of what the trailer looks like, just because, it's just been pretty much disappointment for the last year and a half, with the exception of Spider-Man, but one other one. I
like Shang-Chi.
That one,
I thought Shang-Chi
too.
And The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yes.
But other than that one, and like you said, Spider-Man No Way Home, it's been, I didn't mind Thor and Love and Thunder, but it wasn't as good as the previous ones. It just been Black Panther Wakanda Forever was okay. They've gone along basically since the Spider-Man Far From Home, which was right after Avengers Endgame.
Right.
It's been like dud after dud.
Yeah.
And this one to me doesn't look like it's going to be that much. It just looks like it's going to be just kind of that way. Like, it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be like blow your socks off like they used to be,
right?
Like that. just a rundown here for those of you who want to know. Here's what came out since Avengers Endgame. So Spider-Man Far From Home came out right after that. But then Black Widow, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange the Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and now coming up next month is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And like I said, out of that list, the only ones I would say like is good was Shang-Chi and Spider-Man No Way Home and Spider-Man Far From Home. That's it. So they got some work to do. Yep. Coming up this year, in the next year, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy 3, The Marvels, Captain America, New World Order, Thunderbolts, and Blade. That'll be all. And that goes all the way through the middle of next year, actually. That's the upcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe films. I do like this. I won't be watching any more new movies after Top Gun Maverick. There's no movie that will be that good. Oh, there you go. It was a good one. It was a good one. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, you're going to see slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 on the bridge, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns near Gondolier Boulevard and westbound on 98 into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody actually the other day about 2023 movies. There's nothing that's really, I mean, there's going to be some interesting ones, but nothing I'm like, I'm really looking forward to, like I was with Top Gun Maverick. There's Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out. There's another Creed that's coming out. There's another Shazam that's coming out. There's another Fast and Furious movie that's coming out. Little Mermaid live action is coming out. I still, none of these are like, oh yeah, can't wait to watch that. There's a new Flash out. There's a new Indiana Jones movie that's coming out this year. I'm still just like, no. The only thing that I'm like, okay, I do want to watch that one, is there's a new John Wick. So there's a new John Wick coming out. I do like John Wick. And so that one, so there's one that I'm like, I definitely want to see that one. I mean, there's other ones I won't mind seeing, but I'm not like dying to see them. So, Oppenheimer. That's another one I just saw a trailer of. That's about the physicist who Robert Oppenheimer, who built the atomic bomb, and it's from Christopher Nolan. Okay, that one I'd be interested, but I'm still not like dying to watch it. It just seems like kind of a slow movie year, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh yeah, they should make a modern day $6 million man. That would be fun. They could do a good job with that too, with today's technology. Yeah. All right, coming up next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Gracie, I gotta call you out. I'm sorry. So in the break, Gracie tells me she's still not seen Top Gun Maverick. Are you kidding me with this?
I have no excuses, and I'm embarrassed by it. That's all I have to say. Like, it's, I know it's bad. I
DVD
know.
DVD download now. You can just download it tonight.
I know.
You'll be watching it in the commercial breaks right now on your phone.
I know. No excuses. I just haven't gone around to it. I've been wanting to, but... Yeah, I don't know.
No excuses. None whatsoever. I've decided not to renew my prescription glasses. I've had enough. I've seen enough. I just ruined the joke. Dadgummit. Oh, well.
Like a true dad.
Like a true dad, exactly. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
One
or they both have other clients who are trying to get them to pay them back money that they pay them to do the work and they didn't do it. And they might not even realize still like how much trouble these guys are already in, and they don't even have their contractor's licenses anymore. Talking to somebody who is familiar with this, off the record, they basically said both of these individuals have bilked people for millions. It's not 100,000 here, 100,000 there. It's like 100,000 20 times that they owe millions of dollars to people for restitution. Oh my goodness. I hope that's not true. That's kind of a sad situation. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. So the Dow is cutting 2,000 jobs now, 5% of their workforce, in order to save $1 billion in costs. Southwest Airlines says they lost $220 million last quarter after that whole holiday meltdown, and they've seen a dramatic decline in the number of bookings. And finally, big story here, good story. FBI hacked the hackers. The FBI has shut down Hive, the Hive ransomware website and organization. So Hive is responsible for $100 million in ransom fees paid to them from schools and hospitals. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get today's sign. Or no, then we'll get to our sports hit.
We are seeing our typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect delays, as well as Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow moving. On 98, you will see your everyday afternoon delays leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. This is going to be on the way to Gondolier Boulevard. After that intersection, you are looking good. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA's on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the Knicks against the Boston Celtics, followed by the Dallas Mavericks against the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus. You got the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting Boston at 6:00 on ESPN Plus. Then when it comes to NCAA men's basketball, where'd it go? At 6:00 on CBS Sports Network, number 21, Florida Atlantic is hosting Middle Tennessee State. Also at 6:00 on ESPN2 is Southern Methodist against Memphis. On FS1 at 8:00, number 1, Purdue plays Michigan. Also at 8:00 on ESPN2, number 8, UCLA plays USC. And at 10:00 on FS1, number 6, Arizona plays Washington State University. Then right now in college women's basketball, got a couple of games underway. Number 15, UNC is getting beat by Pitt by 4 points at halftime. Number 13, Michigan is beating number 10, Maryland by 4 points. Still 4 minutes left in the first quarter. So those games are currently on in women's basketball. When it comes to sports news, the New York Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett, the former Broncos head coach, as their new offensive coordinator. The Panthers have hired Frank Reich, who was fired midseason by the Colts. So he's come over and he's the new head coach for the Carolina Panthers. Remember, he was one of the very first quarterbacks that they had in the organization. So kind of cool. Dan Quinn is not seeking any head coaching jobs. He's going to remain as the Cowboys defensive coordinator. He's one of the only ones that's going to remain. Cowboys say that 6 assistants will not be returning. The San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey says there's zero chance that he will not be playing in the NFC title game. And in baseball, the Astros have hired the Braves vice president Dana Brown. He has now become Major League Baseball's only black general manager. Congratulations to him. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Governor DeSantis spoke at an event focused on preserving law and order in Florida. And he began by saying that Florida was a law and order state and that other parts of the country indulge in what I would say are a faddish thinking. And he said, despite those attempts and experiments using social services to fix crime problems, it turned out to be disastrous. So he says, we'll not let that happen here in Florida. He says, you never saw us defund the police in the state of Florida. He said he brought up the anti-riot law, praising it as a way to hold people accountable. There's already been 1,000 recruitment bonuses paid out across Florida. This is, remember, where they did extra bonus if you are a law enforcement officer in another state and you move to our state. He says there's been 1,000 that have been paid out already. That's fantastic. So he says the state wants to decrease crime rates around across the state. And so now they're proposing or trying to propose more crime-fighting initiatives like fighting the fentanyl crisis and having higher penalties for certain crimes as well. The fentanyl thing is obviously that's really freaky scary at this point. So we have to, you know, they want to do something with that to make sure that I don't know how you're going to. I mean, look, fentanyl's already banned, like, to sell on the streets. So coming out and saying you're going to ban fentanyl that looks like candy, it's like, well, but it's already banned. Like, what's the difference right there? But what they want to do is make it where if you sell or manufacture fentanyl, it'll become a first-degree felony and mandatory life sentence. Whoa. Then he also stated that he believes that habitual sex offenders, particularly child sex offenders, should be able to face capital punishment. Usually capital punishment is just for homicide, but he wants to have that change in the Florida Constitution that you're a habitual sex offender, capital punishment ought to be on the table. I think there's a lot of people who'd agree with that, actually, that you just have no idea the amount of damage that you do to a human soul by doing that. And so I think there's a lot of people who would probably support something like that. I don't think you'd be able to change the Constitution, but you know, who knows? So there's a bunch of other things that he's recommending to do. Of course, he can't do anything unilaterally. He needs the legislature to do so. The legislative session begins March 7th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get to a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then we'll get our top stories on FoxNews.com. That is our national news partner. And you know, what are they talking about nationally? Well, it has a little bit to do with the White House. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi was saying that Governor DeSantis floated out there today. Maybe we should have capital punishment as a punishment option for habitual sex offenders of children. And I was saying, I think that actually would probably gain a lot more support than you might think. I don't know if it'd have enough support to be able to pass the, be able to change the Florida Constitution. But you probably get a lot more than you realize. And got text here right off the bat. Heck yeah, Bobby. I say hang them high if they're going to be habitual sex offenders on children. And I was saying because of the amount of damage that they do to a person for their future, for their mental health, for all kinds of things. I mean, it just does so much damage. I can see a lot of people supporting that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe.
Yeah, Bobby, a senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target. Top Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company they say is marketing a small rifle to children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused We One Tactical of breaking the law in its advertising of the JR-15 rifle, a play on the AR-15 rifle the firearm is modeled after. The medical team who treated Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin after he suffered an on-field cardiac arrest is getting the key to the city of Cincinnati. The team at the University of Cincinnati Health Center was honored for their efforts, not only in saving Hamlin, but for what they do every day. In Avatar, The Way of Water, now the fifth highest grossing film of all time, thanks in part to you, Bobby. You just saw it. The sequel passed Avengers Infinity War today and has now grossed $2,054,000,000.
Whew. That's a lot. That's a lot of people watching the movie. And, you know, in order to do something like that, they have to have, in order for it to accomplish those kinds of numbers, that means there's people who've seen it multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a long movie
that's
to go
a
see
long commitment.
Multiple
that's,
times.
That's a big commitment right there.
Big commitment. So must really like it if it's that's the case. So, all right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some major slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. 29 as well as I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We are seeing slow moving traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is pertaining to Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, and actually former White House press secretary chides Biden's admins, Corinne Jean-Pierre, over transparency. Basically says that she should be ashamed. He says, I would be ashamed if I was in her position because of the lack of transparency from the administration and being able to share things. The other top story on FoxNews.com is actually rapper praises Ron DeSantis' leadership after fleeing Dem-run city. This is Azalea Banks, the hip-hop artist. She now lives in Florida, in Miami, and she says that she feels way safer living in Florida than she did living in L.A. In L.A., she said she felt like she needed a gun to protect herself on a regular basis. Wow. And she says she believes it's Governor DeSantis' pragmatic leadership and his commitment to practical issues, and that he's focused on basic stuff. She didn't say stuff. She said a wordy dirt. So she goes on and says this. During living in L.A., she felt isolated and scared living there. She lost her faith in the politics of the city, and that's when she looked to try to leave. And she says there are elderly people in our country without walkers who don't have the money to get a septic tooth pulled. If we're talking about divvying up healthcare funds, those situations shouldn't take precedence over facial feminization surgeries and stuff like that. She says, I think DeSantis is practical about a lot of things like that. So that was in reference to in L.A., cosmetic surgeries were allowed, but getting like your tooth pulled was not allowed. During the pandemic, during the lockdowns of the pandemic. So, yeah. Then other top stories on FoxNews.com is that a report reveals the Great Depression warning not seen since 1932. GDP report. The GDP, by the way, I didn't even mention this, but the GDP report came out today, shows that it fell to 2.9%, dropped a little bit. And basically, the report shows disposable income just fell off a cliff. So even though GDP is still at 2.9%, it still wasn't. It's not bad. The White House came out and immediately said that this is a good thing. Well, apparently, one part of the report shows that. Well, let me just read this part. Quote. The most troubling information in the GDP report is the precipitous drop in real disposable income. It fell over $1 trillion in 2022. For context, this is the second largest percentage drop in real disposable income ever, only behind the 1932, the worst year of the Great Depression. So, yeah, basically, if you were making money, you made $100, and that $100. You might have had your bills being $95. You had $5 extra to do whatever you wanted to with. Well, that dropped dramatically. It was the worst ever since the Great Depression. That ain't good. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, Bobby's brain teases.
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right, here you go. Nearly half of millennials have tattoos. 47% have tattoos, compared to only 13% of boomers. 29% of Americans have at least one tattoo. That's up 21% compared to just 10 years ago. Politics doesn't matter either. 27% of Republicans have tattoos, 28% of independents, 29% of Democrats. About even all the way around the board. It's technically illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD. Dwight Eisenhower is the only president who served both World War I and World War II, and Pretty Woman was originally going to be called 3,000 after the amount of money that she charged. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.